Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. You know, we put politics, culture, personal development in a blender, mix it all up, and it spits out a special delivery of underdog stuff, the Uns. Shout out to all the underdogs going on the journey. Today's one of those days where I woke up in a bit of a funky mood. You ever have one of those days? You're tired. You're feeling a little off balance. Frustrated about some different relationships you got going on in your life. Questioning whether you're doing things right. Body's a little sore. You just off. I'm a little off today. And it was one of those mornings where part of me was just like, should I call out today? One of those days where I wanted to just pull the covers back over me and just lay in bed and just be in my feelings. And I did that for a few minutes. And then the snooze button and a few minutes turned into a few hours. But then eventually I got up. And I started thinking, was today one of those days where I should call out, where I should just press the reset button and just be in my own little man cave today? And then I started thinking about the fact that I'm about to be on this new journey of actually writing my first ever book. And for those of you who know me, you know that me even saying that out loud is a big deal. Because for years, I didn't even consider myself that good at English. Definitely didn't consider myself that good or even a writer. And as recently as the past few months, I actually started writing my first articles. And I now have 4 published articles from November of last year till now. And all of a sudden, this idea that I wasn't good enough or wasn't that good of a writer, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, maybe I can write a little bit. Keep practicing, get better at it. And then now, you know, sometimes you know what I'm saying? You give people an inch, they'll take a mile. Like now I'm like, hey, I done wrote some articles. Maybe I'll write a book. And I started thinking about what's that book going to be about? Because I'm like, what do I know enough about to write about that you or somebody else would even want to read what I have to say? And I got to thinking that wouldn't it be cool if one thing I do know well is my story. One thing I do know well is what I've learned from others along the journey of rediscovering how special I am, you are, we are in the world, and going from this idea of going from underdog to a champ. And so the premise, I think, of the book is going to be sharing and unpacking the journey of an underdog. And what are some of the steps it takes? What are some of the steps of underdog stuff? And so one of them, as I'm starting to jot stuff down, figure out the framework of the book, figure out what some of those steps are, one of the steps that I'm playing around with is this idea of the world doesn't care what you're interested in. It only cares about what you're committed to. Now that's maybe a bit too long and that may not be the one of the final lists that makes it into the book, but hear me out. The world doesn't care what you're interested in. The world cares about your commitments. And so as I was in my feelings this morning, feeling a bit off balance, thinking about maybe I'll call out and not come in today, I started thinking about one of these steps of underdog stuff being, you don't care what I'm interested in. You care about my commitments. And one of my commitments is this show. And then that led me to this idea of, and this is a shorter phrase, breathing our commitments. Because even when I'm sick, I'm still breathing. Even when I'm sad, I'm still breathing. Even when I'm crying, I'm still breathing. even when I'm smiling. I'm still breathing. And even when I'm on this mic, hosting the Gregory Neesmith Show, on a day even when I didn't feel like it, I'm still breathing. And so hopefully you'll, today, this President's Day weekend, this entire week coming up, hopefully you will live the things that matter to you with the type of consistency and commitment that we bring even to our breathing, which is like no matter what, unless there's a 911 call happening, you're going to keep going with the same consistency as which we breathe, no matter what's going on. Like I said, I was having one of those days, and I'm already feeling better just being in the studio and having folks like Deborah call up and say, let's go, and AJ doing the same on the Facebook Live. But I will say, though, I you know, there's still a little bit of grumpiness and feeling a little off. Like, almost like the world feels a little upside down sometimes. Or even recently, right? Even scandals aren't scandals anymore. Like this.
Stormy was less than forthcoming when I asked her about the allegations.
Did you have a sexual relationship with Donald Trump? You can't answer that. Did you have any relationship with Donald Trump?
Well, I think it's common, you know, by looking at photos that I've met him.
So you've met him. You met him in Lake Tahoe. Can you say that? You met him when you were at a golf tournament. That's where the photo was taken. Alana said the next day, you said that Donald Trump was chasing you around the hotel room in his tidy whities. Did that happen? There are reports you've been paid $130,000 to be quiet. Have you been paid to keep quiet? Have you signed a non-disclosure agreement? Are you frustrated that you can't talk about these things? You clearly want to say, you're looking at me like you can't talk. I'm taking this that you can't say anything. Is that accurate? I'm taking that as a yes.
Remember when scandals used to be scandals? The world just turned upside down. Reportedly, Donald Trump's lawyer gave this woman who was in that interview over $100,000 to be quiet and not say something about some affair they had. And I'm not into getting into people's personal lives and business, but, you know, when folks normally in the past, when you give hush money to somebody, it's normally news, it's normally a scandal, and it normally leads to people, politicians, bowing out of contests, not being a part of campaigns, not becoming president. So, you know, the world feeling turned upside down. Also, another example of just the world feeling upside down. I heard in the past few days that food stamps are going to be like Blue Apron. Yeah, so if it wasn't enough that the world's turned upside down and that scandals aren't scandals anymore, now all of a sudden Blue Apron is going to replace food stamps. And you may be wondering, what am I talking about? I'm talking about this.
You may have heard about this already, the food box program, one of the most innovative things. Actually, I think it originated at the USDA. Secretary Perdue wanted to give it a chance. We thought it was a tremendous idea. So what we do is propose that for folks who are on food stamps, part, not all, part of their benefits come in the actual sort of, and I don't want to steal somebody's copyright, but a Blue Apron type program where you actually receive the food instead of receive the cash. It lowers the cost to us because we can buy prices at wholesale where they have to buy it at retail. It also makes sure that they're getting nutritious food. So we're pretty excited about that. That's a tremendous cost savings. We're also contained within SNAP and a lot of the other welfare programs, a lot of the able-bodied work requirements that you've heard us talk about last year and during this year.
No wonder I'm feeling a little funky, a little under the weather, a little turned upside down, because the world feels upside down. Blue Apron? replacing food stamps. Scandals aren't scandals anymore. Maybe, but like I said, the world's feeling a little upside down. Scandals aren't scandals. Blue Apron's about to replace food stamps, which it's just a crazy idea to me. I mean, I get it. It might be a way to save money, but we seem to be wanting to save money when it comes to helping those who are disadvantaged or those who need assistance, but we want to spend more money on things like the military. We want to spend more money to give tax breaks to corporations and those who are already very wealthy. And I get it. We want to maybe send some dollars made in America, by America, and the food stamp program becoming a Blue Apron thing could help. But come on now, reduces choice. What if your kids have food allergies or something like that? A lot of those foods would be sent to them as canned preserves, high in sodium, so technically unhealthy. It would eliminate the ability to go get fresh fruits and vegetables. I mean, it just goes on and on. As to me, it's like why this isn't a good idea, but the world's turned upside down. A friend of mine was telling me about this new dating app called Bumble, where the woman makes the first move instead of the man. And I'm all for whoever wants to make the first move. But again, another sign of it, just things feel turned upside down. That's just different. Not that anything's wrong with it, but it's different. And we got other things, like in politics, Democrats caring about deficits all of a sudden, Republicans defending Russians. It just all feels all wacky, funky. But I do think that there's a silver lining. Some good news is that when the world is in a bit of chaos, when things are turned upside down, it means that there's opportunities for us, especially as underdogs, to rewrite the rules, to do things in a way that may be different than they've been done in the past. Because, hey, it might just work. Someone might just be open to it. Non-conventional seems to be the way of the world right now. And that is just how it is. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to jump into one of the big things going on this month. Not only is it Black History Month, but I think some people might call it Black Panther Month with the way that there's been so much coverage of this movie. There's been people going to the theaters since Thursday night to now. I haven't seen it yet, but I plan to. I'm gonna give you my thoughts and also love to hear yours on Black Panther, Black History Month, the world feeling upside down, scandals not being scandals anymore, people just wanting athletes to shut up and dribble. Also, how do you keep going? Because I know I'm not the only one who wakes up some mornings just wanting to pull the covers back over. How do you keep your commitments? How do you keep going? How do you breathe your commitments?
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.